Hello and welcome to another great week on the Jet Set. Coming up, we've got help to outfit your kids with the gear they need to get back to school.
And we're heading out to the Windy City to take a look at the city from a unique vantage point.
And I've got your weekly dose of travel inspiration coming up on the go. All this and much more is about to take off. You're watching the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Are you ready to go? Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. It's time to Jet Set.
It's time again to take a stroll down the path of travel news on this week's edition of Here's This. Canada's 5,525-mile border with the United States has finally reopened to Americans after 17 months of pandemic closure.
Finally! Justin, let me in!
Now, here's what you need to know, Nikki.
Okay.
Who can go? Not you. Just kidding. Only fully vaccinated Americans may cross the border into Canada. So if you're thinking of going on a whim or driving over to Windsor from Detroit or maybe checking out Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, you better have that little CDC vaccine card with you. Mm-hmm. And you also better have the last shot within 14 days of trying to make your way across the border.
Ah, good to know. This is why you need to watch the Jet Set because things are always changing around
Things are changing very quickly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it seems to be just about every day now the CDC is adding new countries back onto the do not travel list because of the Delta variant.
I'm still going.
Is that the only response to that? Is just
I'm still going. I'm ready. I am ready.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, be prepared for long lines.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's going to be a lot of people like you who want to go to Canada.
I bet.
A spokesperson for the Canadian Border Services Agency said, quote, travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing times when they're crossing the border due to enhanced public health measures, as the CBSA will not compromise the health and safety of Canadians for the sake of border wait times.
Ah.
I like them.
I want to go to Montreal. I want to go to Quebec City. I want to go back to Toronto. All the stuff.
But wearing a mask depends on where you're going.
Tell me more about that.
Well, if you're going to the province of Ontario, then you have to wear a face mask for all indoor settings.
Okay.
Everywhere else, though, not so much.
So maybe just bring one in your pocket, like
just in case, especially if you want to go to Ontario on a whim.
Yeah, okay. What else we got?
There are also some other restrictions that are in place. Some places might not be open based on personal decisions, but for the most part, the country is now open for business.
I am ready to go. Oh, Canada, let's go. Got my passport ready.
I didn't know you knew their national anthem. Can you finish it for us?
No.
Okay.
But I was just watching the Olympics.
Hello, Canada. Your own Nikki Noya.
Be right there.
Okay, on to a different topic now. Following Virgin Galactic's successful test flight on the VSS Unity last month, which saw the company's founder, Richard Branson, finally achieve his dream of traveling into space, the private spaceflight business has reopened ticket sales for the suborbital flights. And they are going to, the tickets are not really cheap.
I've heard they're crazy.
They're a little expensive. They start right around, you know, $500,000.
Yeah. And is this like you're going up and then you're coming right down?
You're in space for, you know, like 3 minutes.
And what if I'm paying $500,000? What's the prep that I need to do? Or is it just like get in the thing and then go?
Oh, no, you have to prep before you can just get in the thing.
Yeah.
The thing. Yes, before you just get into the thing that's only taken, you know, 10 years to build and test and everything and go up there. But what's also interesting is Virgin announced that you can cash in Virgin Atlantic Flying Club miles for your flight to space. It takes 2 million miles.
No way.
Yeah. So who, I mean, I know a lot of people who collect miles, but I don't know anyone who really has 2 million just sitting around.
I don't know, but I do know a lot of people that would be very interested in this, including me.
I was gonna say, would your husband do it?
No, he'd be like,
really?
My wife
I see Kenny as being someone who would probably do it.
Actually, you know what? He might, you know, he's just a wild card. I can never tell. Well, but I usually am like, I wanna do this crazy thing. And I'm like, here she goes.
The good news is, couples, friends, and family packages are also available.
Oh, good. We'll see you up there.
Many students are headed back into the classroom while others opted for remote or hybrid learning. Regardless of where they've been studying, they're all still relying on technology to stay connected. Because of this, it's essential to make sure that your student has access to quality tech products for the upcoming academic year. Here to help is tech expert Andrea Smith with her favorite gadgets and tech tips for the new school year. Hi, Andrea. What is your top tech gadget this year?
Well, for me, it's all about the smartphone, because really students, whether they, wherever they are, they rely on their smartphones. And that's what makes the Samsung Galaxy A52 5G smartphone a great back to school buy. It's got popular Galaxy features like a 6.5 inch full HD display and a fast refresh rate for smooth scrolling, making it great for gaming, streaming a video after class, or listening to tunes at the gym. And my favorite feature here is affordability. This starts at $375 with an eligible trade-in.
Do you have any other tips to help us stay productive and connected as we prepare for the fall semester?
Absolutely. You know, it's really important for younger children to stay engaged, whether they're in or out of the classroom. And I really like programs that make learning fun. ABC Mouse is a digital app for kids ages 2 to 8 with tons of engaging activities across all subject areas. Their award-winning curriculum's proven to show significant gains in math and reading, and it really helps kids excel. And it's fun. Content is constantly being updated and refreshed, so your kids are never going to get bored.
Are there any learning tools available for the younger family members?
As we return to the classroom, it's really important to make sure your kids and their devices are protected. So let's start first with OtterBox for Kids. They've added that trusted protection that you and I rely on for our phone cases to a full line of kid-friendly mobile accessories like tablet cases and cables that come in fun colors. Those, the easy grab tablet cases designed for little hands so that they grip securely and not drop mom's expensive tablet. It has an integrated hook so you can hang it on the back of a headrest for long road trips. And then just really important to have a conversation with your kids about digital wellness. They need to understand online safety, how to spot a phishing scam, how to protect their privacy. A new study from McAfee found 3/4 of parents surveyed are worried and think that online safety should be taught in the classroom. So parents, please have that conversation with your kids. And if you need any tips and resources on things to talk about for online safety, head over to McAfee.com.
Where can we go for more information?
Head to d6news.com/schooltech.
Thanks for the info, Andrea.
Thanks, Bobby.
Are you looking for help finishing up your back-to-school list? Well, we've got help right after a quick break. You don't want to miss it.
After last year, students are excited about heading back to school and participating in a real classroom environment, socializing with friends, and participating in fun activities. Of course, while learning from home, they relied on Zoom and FaceTime, and those skills are not going away. Trisha Hirschberger, content creator for Twitch and tech and gaming correspondent for MTV and IGN, is here to show us what we will need this age of hybrid learning. Hi, Trish.
Hey there. When it comes to back to school, we're all trying to eke out those last precious moments of summer. So why not make the most of it by letting the iRobot Roomba i3 Plus robot vacuum clean up the mess at home? Thanks to iRobot Genius software, the Roomba i3 Plus gets smarter over time, and the quality of clean is top notch as the patented dual rubber brush pulls in dirt and pet hair from hard floors and carpets, and even filters out 99% of cat and dog allergens. And the best part? The Roomba i3 Plus empties itself when it's done. Whether you're a parent looking to make the most of the last moments of summer or a college student looking for an easy way to keep your dorm clean, the iRobot Roomba i3 Plus has you covered. Now, for in-classroom use, one of the new gadgets that I see getting a lot of buzz is the Kodak Luma 400 Portable HD Smart Projector. It's pocket size, but is equipped with 1280 by 720p native resolution, even supporting up to 4K, allowing you to project on a screen up to 150 inches. So indoor or outdoor presentations, you're covered. It comes with a tripod for easy mounting as well. Another hot item for students this year is Slack. I know most people think of Slack for offices, but it turns out over 3,000 higher education institutions have turned to Slack to keep classes and campus affairs running smoothly. From video conferencing and file sharing to learning management systems and more, Slack can keep students connected and engaged, even when earning is being done remotely. Now, one thing I definitely didn't get enough education about in school was money management. In fact, 3 out of 4 teens say they don't feel knowledgeable about personal finances and want to learn more. Greenlight is a service on a mission to help kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest, through a dedicated app and debit card designed just for them. Parents can automate allowance, manage chores, and empower kids on the path to financial independence. For more information, visit dailylounge.com. Back to you.
Thank you, Trish. In what's shaping up as one of the most anxiety-inducing back-to-school seasons yet, the buzz among parents everywhere has shifted from number two pencils to N95 masks. With so many unknowns around the coronavirus and the Delta variant still ahead, many parents are turning to new tech tools to help ease mounting worries. TechLive columnist Jennifer Jolly joins us with a look at some of the top tech tools making the grade. Hi, Jennifer, where do we start?
Good morning. That's right. Parents are really doubling down on devices such as smart wearables, along with e-learning tools and Chromebooks. So let's start right there with this Samsung Galaxy Chromebook Go. This has a lightning fast processor, an all-day battery life, and a super sweet budget price tag of just $300. Also here, the just launched Galaxy Tab S7 FE, stellar upgrade. Takes entertainment, creativity, and multitasking to the next level. Another great price tag, just over $500. Now, headphones are another must-have. The Lucid Sound LS15X wireless gaming headset, seen here in shock blue, delivers superior sound with a dual mic system for seamless chatting. Plus, they're incredibly comfortable to wear all day long. Quick access controls on the ear cup, so you can adjust audio without taking your eyes off of your homework or your game. These are sold only at GameStop. Now, learning should never be all work and no play, so check out Leapfrog's Leapland Adventures, the plug-and-play TV video game adventure for ages 3 and up. Let's kids use this wireless controller to get right to the learning curriculum embedded throughout the games, letting them learn about letters, numbers, shapes, and colors. And then for smart tech tools, you'll want to take a look at Credit Karma Money Spend. This is a checking and debit account that helps budget, save, and spend, and develop good financial habits overall. Free to open, no hidden fees or sticker shock, and anyone with an account can get randomly reimbursed for everyday purchases like groceries, gas, textbooks, and more. And then there's Slick Deals. 12 million people use this site, apps, and browser extension to find the best deals from all the top retailers. You can search for deals on the things that you need or discover great products and reviews from a community of savvy shoppers. You can even set an alert so that you get notified when prices drop on something that you've been pining for. Find that at slickdeals.net. Find everything I talked about here and so much more at my website at techish.com. Back to you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jet Set correspondent Janine Tornatore is back with some last minute travel tips. Hi, Janine. It's great to have you back.
Hi, it's great to be here with you today.
Summer is almost over for many travelers. Labor Day is one of the last long weekends to get in a family escape. Share with us some ideas for an affordable getaway.
Well, yeah, Labor Day weekend is almost here, and so many people are looking for ways to spend that last long weekend of summer, whether it be close to home or maybe an escape a little further away. So I do have some ideas for you today.
Let's talk about Mexico. According to TripAdvisor, it was the top summer destination, and you say there are even new resorts opening late in the season?
Mexico has actually been a top international destination this summer, particularly the areas of Cancun and Riviera Maya. And I love Mexico for a few reasons. It's always a great value. There are so many easy flight options from major U.S. airports that aren't too long. So it's an easy, close to home international destination. And what a lot of people don't realize is that Mexico during May through October experiences its off season. So it's an even better time to get some really great rates at some of these great resorts. Now there's a brand new family resort that just opened at the beginning of August in Riviera Maya. It's the new Nickelodeon Hotel and Resort. This is a great one for families. Here's a few reasons why I like it. It's all oceanfront rooms. They have swim up suites. They have accommodations for families of five. So rooms have two bathrooms and plenty of space. They have a 6-acre water park. It's one of the largest in Mexico with over 20 water slides. And it's all about the character experiences at this resort. So with over 20 of Nickelodeon's most beloved characters, you can have themed suites. You have great interactions with everyone from SpongeBob to the Ninja Turtles to Dora the Explorer. And they're great things for adults as well. Look, they have great dining, nightlife. They even have spa treatment. So there's something here for the entire family. And they have opening rates. So you can get some really good deals with the grand opening of these new resorts.
That sounds like a great option for families. What about travelers who are looking for something closer to home, something drivable?
Now, if you're looking for something a little closer to home, maybe you're looking for that drive escape over the long weekend where you can just hop in the car and get somewhere in a few hours, look to one of your nearest big cities. These business travel cities, these destinations that typically host business travelers, have a lot of empty hotel rooms, especially on the weekends. So in places like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, you can find some really great availability and rates. And these major cities have lots of things going on in the late summer. They're really looking to keep travelers coming in as the summer season winds down. So you'll find street festivals, live music, just a lot of things happening in these downtown areas.
Thanks for all the great information, Janine. It was awesome having you on the Jet Set.
My pleasure.
We're taking him out to explore the Windy City right after a quick break and after Nikki gets a touch-up. These destinations offer more than a trip to the Windy City. We had the chance to go visit Chicago, and while we were there, we were treated to quite a special view. We started our Chicago adventure at the Sable Hotel. In the room, I'm gonna start there because my favorite part so far has been the alcove in the room. Yes. That just comes out from the room just a little bit, and you are able to overlook Lake Michigan and the city.
So that's amazing, right? So obviously, I'm glad you're highlighting that already. Yeah. I mean, this hotel has been a 3-year project, and we just opened March 18 this year, so very new, obviously, mm-hmm. right? And I think the idea was to enter a cabin, you know, like mm-hmm. a cruise, right? So you have that alcove seating, you have those high ceiling windows, you know, and you have that beautiful view, not only in your room, but our 223 guest room face south. So they have that view of the lake and the Chicago skyline.
That's
which
amazing.
Is amazing.
You immediately see Lake Michigan, all you see is yes. water. And it was like, you're instantly relaxed and on vacation.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, and I think Jackie Koo is our architect, you know, for the hotel, and she's from Chicago. So I think she really looked at the curve and the color scheme mm-hmm. of the room. There's a lot of blue, yeah. a lot of wood, gold as well. So, you know, it feels like you're on a, you know, and it's really the homage to the lake where we are, right? On Navy Pier, which is obviously a very exclusive location.
Then we checked out a view from a little higher up. The iconic Willis Tower houses the Sky Deck, the tallest point in the Western Hemisphere. But more than 50 floors below that, you can walk through an interactive history of the Windy City.
Bobby, this is so cool. I can't wait to get up there.
First
thing
ready?
In the morning, let's go straight to the top.
You don't have a fear of heights, do you?
No. No, I love roller coasters.
I think it's a little higher than a roller coaster.
I've also been skydiving.
Have you really?
Yeah. Mom's still got some,
That
you
surprises
know.
Me, but yet you won't get in a hot air balloon.
Hell no. All
right. From deep dish pizza to Oprah, Sky Deck experience was awesome.
You guys, this museum is amazing.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's beautiful.
After Nikki's comedy set, it was time to fly to the 103rd floor and the ledge. Oh my God, keep going. Keep going. Just gotta hold on to each
Oh my God, that looks crazy!
Isn't it?
It feels like you're flying.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's eerie.
And we have Randy Stancic here today to give us an inside look at Sky Deck. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's a wonderful day at Willis Tower.
Tell us about Sky Deck and why it's a must when you visit Chicago.
Yeah, Willis Tower, formerly Sears Tower, has been part of Chicago's fabric since 1973. 1974, the observation deck opened. People came from all over the world. You got to go to the world's tallest building, the top of it, for 25 years. That was great. Where we've gone since that point of building a 30,000 square foot interactive museum downstairs, we have spectacular views when you get to the top that go up to four states and 50 miles. And of course, the ledge, our glass floor balconies with 1.5-inch glass floor balconies sticking out 103 floors up. We add it all up. And at the end of the day, we're in the memory business. And if you come to Chicago, you won't forget your visit here.
What are some of the changes you have made recently?
Every exhibit, everything that you guys saw when you came through, everything was not just designed to take a picture of, which I think used to be the old world way of doing it, but it's to be, how does the guest integrate with that and know it's okay to do that? You know, a lot of times, how many museums have you been to where it's don't touch, stay away, and you have people watching it. We went the opposite approach. Go ahead, sit on the hot dog. It's 200 and something pounds if we're going to let the cat out of the bag. It's made of park equipment. It's designed for this. It is designed for you to sit on and take pictures of. If you scratch it up, I'll fix it. You know, this is what the whole mentality was of really creating the immersive photo opportunities. When we developed the ledge, MySpace was the platform in 2009. That was the only thing we left in this complete renovation. We didn't do it with social media in mind. And of course, we benefit from that with the glass floor balconies, the emotions. And again, that ranges from fear to romance to excitement to adrenaline. But really, everything on the lower level museum that we put together, we wanted to have similar takeaways.
Where's the best place to plan a visit?
Heading to theskydeck.com is recommended. Find your half hour window. Pick the time. We're allowing just a limited number of people each half hour period. Arrive about 15 minutes before that period, and then leave the rest to us.
Thanks, Randy.
We've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of the Jet Set still to come. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a dose of travel inspiration on the go, where this week, in celebration of the U.S.-Canadian border reopening, we're sending you to explore Victoria, British Columbia.
I'm in. I haven't been there.
I would love to go there. All right, Bobby, go stay at the Fairmont Empress. Okay. Many of Canada's Fairmont properties are considered to be Canadian castles? Okay. And the luxurious Fairmont Empress in Victoria is one of them. Tea at the Empress is a popular experience enjoyed by more than 80,000 people annually. A lot of tea, including a lot of royals and celebrities.
Do you know why the go has become my favorite part of the show?
What?
Because you learn about these destinations literally as you read it off the
I'm
screen.
I'm learning with you.
And your interest just comes across to everybody.
We're doing this together because I want to go places.
I just love sitting here watching you read it. Please continue.
Well,
I'd love to know more.
Watch and learn. Watch and learn. Ready? Go visit the Royal BC Museum. Established in Victoria in 1886, it houses three permanent galleries. Becoming BC, the First People's Gallery, and Natural History. Finally, go eat at Ferris Oyster Bar.
Okay.
This seafood eatery in a heritage building offers fine dining, which I'm into, a casual oyster bar, which I'm also into, with an excellent summer patio.
I
BC,
just decided
I'm coming for you.
The JetSet.com needs a whole section devoted to Nikki just going through the go.
Oh, do you want to go now or what?
I
want to go, right?
And you can book a trip right now on our website, too. TheJetSet.com/go.
Excellent. Bye! You are going, you little rascal.